Hi, this is Lee Cooper aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy. We're southbound to Dutch Harbor tonight, June 4th, 2006. I've got with me tonight Jackie Grebmeier, as the chief scientist on the cruise, to talk a little bit about what was accomplished how we did, and any immediate insights that might have come forward. Jackie?
Yes, we're just sailing overnight. We'll be getting into Dutch Harbor in the morning on the 5th of June. We had a very successful cruise, ended up doing 118 scientific stations, ranging from salinity temperature depth stations to the full-on water column in benthos. We went from the south of St. Lawrence Island to north all the way to Bering Strait, and then down the slope south of the island, reoccupying stations to the deep basin to get the input function.
Is there anything that we can conclude already? Yeah.
Yes, one of the conclusions was that the birds had flown as we expected out of the system, so we were looking at how it gets set up to be one of the most productive regions in the Arctic. When we were there, we were at the basically early spring, so it was just beginning to have bloom events, which we were looking at, that can settle down to the benthos very quickly to feed the clams and then ultimately the eiders. And by coming back 10 days later, we were able to track that settling of the bloom and the impact on the carbon cycling in the sediments.
And of course, a lot of work will continue on for another year or so in the lab, and we plan to be back out here again in about a year. And in fact, for podcasts, we might be back in a couple of months since we'll be on the Sir Wilfrid Laurier with Betty Carvelis, a high school teacher from Colchester, Vermont, is going to be with us, and we're thinking ahead to that. In the meantime, I want to thank you all for listening in to this research funded by the National Science Foundation. Except Jackie,
you have
one more thing Jackie would like to say.
Right. I want to acknowledge the excellent job that the U.S. Coast Guard did to make our science program such a success, ranging from Captain Dan Oliver, who has worked with us in the past on another program, Shelf Basin Interactions, to the officers and crew, their ability, along with the excellent service by the Marine Science Technicians, provided the opportunity for us to get as many stations as we needed to do to our science. They have longevity, and I think that's the important part of it. They're very gung-ho, can-do for the scientific team, and it was an excellent cruise.
And I would also want to thank the National Science Foundation for supporting the research and for these podcasts that are supported through the TREC office of the Arctic Research Consortium of the United States that's located in Fairbanks, and their website is www.arcus.org. Thanks again for listening, and good night from Healy in the Bering Sea.
Good night.